This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, I absolutely love talking Alka-Seltzer. They've got the open house summer sweepstakes. Doug Jackson is in the studio with me. And this is a twofer because not only am I going to get a chance to spend this Sunday morning with him, but I'm going to come in on Tuesday night at 7. Hey, it's go time, Doug. We got lots to get to. Summer sweepstakes, open house just days away. Let's begin with those two things. And let me say good morning and thank you so much for coming in here today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Appreciate the opportunity to come in to speak to a big event for us coming up. Our summer sweepstakes has been our 6 weeks leading up to our big event, which is next Saturday, September 16th, from 9 to 4. Again, rain or shine, we've been pretty fortunate over the past many years where weather hasn't impacted us very much, but certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, when I think how many times I drive by there and I'm at that red light at the McKees Rocks Bridge, my eyes always gravitate towards that because it's one of the things that not only keeps the water pure and beautiful, and we, of course, love our water, that commodity that we love, the city of Three Rivers, but the people that you employ and people like yourself who've had those lifelong generational wealth type of jobs. You told me earlier, North for Sales, of course, McKeesport, White Oak area, and yeah, Pitt, and got that whole degree, bachelor's, master's, and you go right to this place, kind of like my father did many years ago. So you're giving jobs to people that can be their lifelong job. And to me, that's a great thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And when you look at the service that the authority provides to the area and to the region, I mean, I know we're here to talk about open house, but I can't help but point out that we didn't exist until 1959. So 1958, there was no regionalized wastewater treatment in the entire region. And when you think of what the city looked like, all that waste was being discharged into the rivers, creeks, and streams. And that's 1958, not 1858, like a lot of folks think. So we were created in 1959 as a public health agency to clean up those rivers. And we can't help at this point in time to take some credit when you look at all the development along the rivers and the river trails and all those different things and what a valuable resource that water is that flows by us 24/7.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up because I'm a big believer in manufacturing and the building trades. We talk about carpenters, plumbers, iron workers, steam fitters, all of these men and women, how much they mean to us and those paychecks in our community. And a lot of times people from that generation, meaning the greatest generation in the 50s, sometimes don't get the credit because we think of when the mills were booming, the Smoky City, the Steel City. But someone had the forward thinking thought process back then that, look, we better do something about it. So because of that early work, we're enjoying what we are today. So they knew back then that something had to be done, and Alka-Seltzer got it done, and we're still enjoying the fruits of their labor today.
Yeah, pretty incredible. So as an engineer, when I look back at some of the construction photos of the 1950s and look at some of the deep mining that was being done to construct a 10.5-foot diameter tunnel 100 feet below the ground under adverse conditions, and folks had the forethought to be able to create a system of infrastructure that would treat the waste from the region, it is certainly amazing. So it's a lot of those folks that set the groundwork for a lot of the things that we're doing. We're trying to build on those, but also comply with all the new environmental regulations that are out there. So regulations change, and we have to be adept at being able to be nimble enough to be able to make the changes that we need to. And that's part of our clean water plan and a multi-billion-dollar program that we have to comply with some of those federal requirements.
We got four different parts we're going to get to, Doug, throughout the hour and then again on Tuesday night. But we're going to continue to remind you about next Saturday, the open house, which I've been promoting for years. It's a great event. You're going to have a chance to meet Frankie along with his friends. Frankie explaining how to keep those rivers clean. Frankie, that fish. And when I think of living on the Ohio River as I do, all of the people that go down there and throw those rod and reels into the water and get those great fish, those carps, those catfish, and they've made it into a recreational sport. The boaters, people that love those jet skis. And believe it or not, Allegheny County is the second largest boating population in the country next to Dade County. So you guys take this stuff serious.
Absolutely. So again, the water is the resource from everything from drinking water to recreation. And when you look at the uses that are out there, I think when you go back in time and would have considered there were going to be a Bassmaster fishing tournament. Yeah, absolutely. And all those things that folks do. Now, again, we're, you know, from an environmental compliance perspective on our end, our clean water plan is to ensure that those waterways are sustainable not only now but also in the future. So at some point in time, we will talk about our clean water plan and how we do have overflows that occur and those going back in time that used to swim in the rivers and deal with some of the pollution that was in there. There still was some pollution in there. It is a wet weather type of event that occurs, and we have a multi-billion dollar program to help even clean those rivers up even more than what they are today.
Well, and this is why I've often said to people, look, we all have to pay a water bill, a sewer bill. There are certain things that you pay, but it's paying it forward. The amount of money that comes from all of the people and all of the communities where I live and where people live in Allegheny County, this is a gift that's going to keep on giving for my children and grandchildren. So every time I write that check, it doesn't bother me because I know I'm investing in the future of my family and my neighbors and my community. And I think many times, where would we be without Alka-Seltzer? I mean, think about it. It's amazing what you do every day that people have no idea because they're not in the inner circle. They're not inside every day. But what happens every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, it's really paying it forward to the future.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And when you sit there and, you know, most people don't think about where their waste goes to. They're just appreciative that when they flush, it goes somewhere and it doesn't back up into their basement. But when we open our facility up to, you know, at times 2,500 folks on a Saturday afternoon for a couple hours, the wow factor, as I mentioned before, of looking at all those skilled craftsmen and licensed operators that we have at our treatment plant that are taking that waste byproduct in a very fascinating with microorganisms and some very, in some cases, old equipment. The treatment plant was truly built back in the 50s to last forever. There are some pieces of equipment that have never been taken out of service. The wet well.
Still there.
The 40-foot diameter, 100-foot deep tank that has 6-foot thick concrete walls at the bottom went into service in 59. It has never been taken out of service, and there are no plans for it to be taken out of service.
No, absolutely not. You know, and I must tell you, I see all the people, because I do live on the Ohio River, that are out there just enjoying it. Now the summer is kind of winding down. And one of the best things, whether you're on the Rocks Bridge or, of course, that Fort Duquesne or Fort Pitt Bridge, stuck in traffic bumper to bumper, just looking down or before a Pirate game or on the 4th of July, all of these people are there. And the reason they're there is because you guys give us all the opportunity to get out on those waters. Look, as you said, yeah, ongoing things, it happens, Mother Nature. But we are so fortunate to have the Monongahela, the Youghiogheny, the Ohio. I have the Beaver River down home. These are clean, pristine rivers. And I know people that are out on kayaks every day fishing those waters. And really, I'm going to give a little credit because it's hometown. It all begins and ends with these hardworking folks and the technology and the science behind what you do at Alka-Seltzer.
And that science changes. So as you can imagine, technologies change as the years have gone along the treatment process with newer, more optimized ways of utilizing less energy by learning new technologies. It's not just the water treatment side as well. You had mentioned being up on the McKees Rocks Bridge at that red light there. There were some odor issues over the years that, you know, comes with it. So we had spent in the early 2000s through now a measurable amount of money and effort and technology in improving the odor control around the environment. Certainly the folks in Brighton Heights, I think, recently have benefited by some of that, but also the folks that work at the treatment plant as well. It's a wastewater treatment plant. It's not a perfume factory.
No.
And when you go down there, you know, we take a lot of pride in the work that we do and the service that we provide. But we're also mindful of the fact that not everybody's thinking about wastewater treatment. It's not the sexy subject, if you will, necessarily.
They would be thinking about it if you weren't there. Believe me what I'm telling you. All right. Listen, tell them about the open house, and we're going to go to break. And then we're going to kind of go through this four-part thing. We're going to come back with Doug, and we're going to talk about growth source control, keeping water out of the system, and what they do every day to make it work for you. But tell them about the open house, please.
Yeah, so our open house, again, this is our 21st consecutive year, although I will say our first open house was in 1994. So it goes back that far. It is an opportunity for folks to come down to a working treatment plant from 9 to 4 next Saturday the 16th. There are a variety of interactive activities for children. There is informative and educational information for homeowners and customers. We have a little surprise reveal at 11:30 in the morning of a new vehicle of ours. There are plant tours that run every 20 minutes. We will certainly talk a little bit more about it, but we're anxious to host folks and provide them an education and informative ways to learn more about who we are and what we do.
All right. So happy to have him here today. He'll be back with me for a command performance on Tuesday night at 7. Doug Jackson, the head of operations and maintenance at Alcosan. Much more still today to come on KDKA. Good morning. All right, Doug Jackson is here, head of operations and maintenance at Alcosan. Open house, summer sweepstakes, everything that you need. You can go to alcosan.org to find out more. Allegheny County Sanitary Authority, that is what we are talking about. Now, the thing that really amazed me about you, and you got the degrees, you went to the great University of Pittsburgh, but you said something to me that really is near and dear to my heart, and I'm going to just share with the audience. You have no idea I'm going to do this. I started talking about the building trades and how many people you employ down there on a regular basis and bring them in. And you said to me, just literally, as I ended the sentence, the building trades, you said, they're the real heroes of Alcosan. You were talking about what they do every day. Talk about that.
Oh, there's no doubt. So when I first came out of school, even today, and I look at, I would say, the book knowledge that I have, and I went to an industrial facility, I looked at the electricians, the welders, and what skill and craft that they had and what knowledge that they had to be able to, I mean, in a lot of cases, they're artists. They have to lay things out. They have to know just as much of the engineering side, but they also have the practical side. They know what's going to work. So even though we have a lot of high-paid consultants advising us of how we should do certain things, ultimately it's those folks that got their boots on the ground that are out there, whether or not it's the licensed wastewater treatment operator that knows the pulse of the treatment plant and could tell by the smells and the sounds. And you could look at a welder, and a welder is almost an artist in amongst themselves. They have just their own way of doing it. When you look and you think about that, I mean, sometimes that paled in comparison to the book education that I felt that I had certainly early on in my career. So I'm very appreciative of those skilled trades and those craftsmen that are the ones that are exposing themselves to the hazards and the risks of the wastewater, the electricity, all those different aspects of the on-the-job.
All right, let's begin. We got a couple of different segments that I want to bring into the conversation. We'll continue to promote Saturday's open house, summer sweepstakes, everything you can find at alcosan.org. But let's talk control source, keeping water out of the system. Let's talk about GROW. It's called GROW. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's our green revitalization of our waterways, and it's one of the four pillars of our clean water plan. And without getting too bogged down into details, the region, since our original in-service date of 1959, has enough capacity during dry weather days like today to treat all of the waste from the region. And that region for us is 310 square miles, not all of Allegheny County.
How many miles?
310 square miles. So at some point in time, we'll get into, we're not all of Allegheny County, but 310 square miles. Average treatment flow each day is about 200 million gallons per day. Well, when it starts to rain, a lot of the rain that's at the surface, that's on the streets and the roadways, especially in the city and some of the lower areas within the region, that storm water goes into the ground, it touches the sewage, and then from a regulatory perspective, it becomes sewage. And at that point in time when it rains, the treatment plant, the pipes in the ground that have been there forever, there's just not enough capacity for all of it. So part of our clean water plan is to take the overflows that occur. So I'm going to throw big numbers out there. So on an average year, we treat about 75 billion gallons of wastewater.
Amazing.
About 9 billion gallons every year doesn't make it to us. It goes into the rivers because of the storm water. So there's 9 billion gallons when it rains that still goes into our rivers and pollutes our rivers. We need to, as part of our clean water plan, shave an awful lot off of that. So we're going to take that 9 billion down to maybe around 2 billion gallons per year. Part of being able to take that overflow volume is to try to grab it at the surface. So as I mentioned earlier, it all starts with the rainwater. If we would have the ability within the region to, I jokingly say, sponge the water at the surface before it goes into the ground that has sewage in it, that would be a big component of being able to reduce the amount of work on the sewage side that has to be done. So our GROW program is a grant program that we self-fund, that we provide financing to our municipal customers that can find creative ways of rain gardens, bioswales, sewer separation, all those different things to keep the stormwater separate from the sewage that ultimately causes the overflows. But it's a grant program for us, self-funded, almost $100 million in total when we get to that point, but it's going to our municipal customers, not individual homeowners. So our customers are our 83 municipalities, including the city of Pittsburgh. So towns, boroughs, the city of Pittsburgh, those are the folks that put programs together to get that water at the surface to stop it from going and touching the city.
So I got to believe on a regular basis, you and others meet with people from various municipalities, boroughs, communities, cities, townships. I mean, there's an online communication, I'm sure, on a regular basis, but in person as well. So that open communication policy is pretty much ongoing, right?
It's been a relationship that we've had to develop. So the cooperation that's been required by us with our municipal customers over the past decade and beyond has grown even stronger as we've become a resource for them through Three Rivers Wet Weather, which is a program that we have funded that helps our municipal customers deal with these sewage type issues. And yeah, so we're at the receiving end of piping that they own, and you know, we're at the end of the pipe taking their waste. And it's a lot of that cooperation, and you're dealing with 83 municipal customers that have different priorities. So not every municipal entity out there has the same financial wherewithal as the other. So there's challenges that are out there when you're dealing with just 83, let alone the, you know, 300 some thousand folks that we actually do provide wastewater treatment.
All right. Again, we really want to promote that summer sweepstakes, the open house coming up Saturday the 16th. So take time to do that. Then we'll take a break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about taking responsibility for more infrastructure, regional tunnel system, really cool stuff, and that plan expansion. They're always thinking outside the box, always growing, always evolving at Alcosam. So let's talk about the big open house, summer sweepstakes, all sorts of good things happening. And you can find out about all of this at alcosam.org. Doug.
Yep. So again, this coming Saturday, September 16th, is our 21st consecutive annual open house. It's an opportunity for folks within the region to come down to a active wastewater treatment plant, certainly the largest on this side of the state, up to 200 million gallons per day. There's a variety of interactive activity for children and youth. There's certainly some very informative information for the adults. We have a reveal of an educational vehicle that we're going to put forth that's going to allow us to have a little bit of mobile education. Plant tours are always a big hit. You're going to go at and look at the lowest point in Allegheny County. You're going to look at where the raw wastewater comes into the treatment plant, and about 9 to 12 hours after that, we're putting it back out into the river, a little bit cleaner than the river itself is. So
does it ever even amaze you with that education you have that this happens every single day?
Pretty fascinating. So yeah. For it to be continuous, it's not like we can pause or so we have a lot of redundancy and reliability that's out there in the system. And it's, you know, it's fascinating. It's not drinking water, so it's not as though you're taking water and purifying it for consumption. But certainly when you look at how it's coming into the treatment plant, and it's not very complicated system. It's not like we have a variety of special chemicals that were out there. We're going to disinfect it and kill some things on the backside, but it's fascinating and it's robust.
It is absolutely really fascinating. All right, Doug Jackson is here. Alcosam, again, we'll come back. We got much more. He's also going to be with me this Tuesday night at 7. David Balorado coming up next with that news at 9:30 on KDKA. Good morning. All right, Doug Jackson is here. Alcosam, their big open house September 16th. We'll tell you more about that summer sweepstakes. But regionalization, let's talk about taking responsibility for more infrastructure. Doug, go right ahead.
Yeah, so that's That's, again, one of the second pillars of our clean water plan. Most folks don't know, but prior to Elka Sand's existence in 1959, there were several thousand, there still are, several thousand miles of sewer piping that are out there that aren't owned by Elka Sand. Our 83 municipal customers, towns, boroughs, the city of Pittsburgh, there's 4,000 miles of sewer pipe that somebody else owns. Elka Sand pales in comparison to the mileage of sewer piping. We only own 90 miles of pipe. Ours are big pipes deep in the ground. So regionalization, that concept is for Elka Sand to voluntarily take over ownership of more of those 4,000 miles of pipe, those pipes in the ground that kind of get overlooked a little bit with their condition, but it goes a long way towards the ownership and activity of being able to solve the region's problem by perhaps Elka Sand owning a little bit more of the larger pipes to be able to better manage those sewer overflows when they occur during those rain events.
All right, so we're going to talk about this regional tunnel system. Who doesn't like a good tunnel story? And we're going to talk about the dollars and how they're, what they're doing and how they're spending it in the community to get these building products. We talked about the workers, the building trades, this expansion, the revenue, this massive construction plan underway. This is all good stuff, not to mention what they do every day. So regional tunnel system, building new infrastructure for tomorrow. This is really cool stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's probably our biggest infrastructure project that we have. Ultimately, we'll talk about the plan expansion that's ongoing right now. So we generally say that we have an existing regional tunnel system. It's 90 miles long. It captures up to 250 million gallons per day of wastewater. When it gets to the treatment plant, it's a 10-foot, 10.5-foot diameter pipe, 100 feet below the ground, constructed in the 50s. As I mentioned before, an engineering marvel, certainly. So in order for us to address the billions of gallons of overflows that occur within our region annually, part of our pillar beyond expanding the plant capacity is to build a parallel tunnel system to our existing tunnel system. It will be 50 feet deeper than our existing tunnel system. And on a day like today, it will be empty and dry. But when it starts to rain, we will ramp up flow to the treatment plant. But we will also use this additional tunnel system to fill up with those sewage overflows that would have gone to the river and ultimately release those flows to the treatment plant. Ultimately, the tunnel system will allow us to expand our plant capacity from 250 million gallons to 600 million gallons per day.
So when you think of the population, even though census numbers kind of have changed a little bit, especially for Allegheny County, even in Beaver County, there's still more people moving in. A lot of people living in the city now more than ever. You look at the Strip District, the Heinz Cork Factory, Washington Landings. I mean, they're everywhere from Mount Washington to Bloomfield, the Hill District, the North Side. So this is something you have to do. You have to continue to evolve, right?
Correct. So when you look back at Elka Sand's history of being created by a lot of state regulatory requirements in the 40s, and then in 1973, the Federal Clean Water Act comes around and expands our secondary treatment process. 1994 was a pivotal year for a combined sewer overflow policy, and it basically said that wastewater treatment plants, when it rains, really can't continue to discharge all this dilute raw sewage into the river. So in compliance with that, we entered into a federal consent decree with the EPA, with the state, and with the local health department to deal with these sewer overflow issues. And as part of that consent decree, it requires us in a certain amount of time to have projects and infrastructure in place that deal with these sewage overflows that are caused by everyday rain events.
All right, we're going to talk about plant expansion in just a couple of moments. But again, let's talk about this open house. This is really an opportunity to really get on the inside and see how that money you're spending is really working for you. And I think all of you will be definitely pleasantly surprised. And this is that opportunity that we talk about every year, and it is coming in just days. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, we jokingly say it's the environmental event of the region for the year, but it is fascinating that folks come down to a working wastewater treatment plant and get to see the ins and outs of how we take up to 250 million gallons per day and remove about 110,000 tons per year of some pollution out of the wastewater. We have some just incredible interactive activities for children of all ages. We give out a little bit of extra credit for folks in the schools. But we also have different interesting events for the homeowner and the ratepayer as well. So the adults won't be bored. It's not just a kids' events that are there. There's definitely a wow factor to the everyday workings of a wastewater treatment plant. And that's our open house next Saturday.
250 million gallons a day. I mean, I can't even comprehend that. I mean, that's just a 24-hour period.
24/7, 365. It keeps coming, and we got to make sure we have processes in place to do something with it.
All right, we're going to talk about the plant expansion program. This has been going on for a while, but far from done, but definitely you've got a lot of good stuff behind you, and hopefully the future, which I believe will be just as bright. Let's talk about this plant expansion. What's going on?
Yeah, so this is the most active part of our project right now, our clean water plan. We have currently right now at our 59-acre facility about $300 million of active construction, all dispersed amongst our 59 acres. So the treatment plant is it's a mess, housekeeping-wise. It's a good mess because it is progress for our compliance with our clean water plan. It will ultimately take our capacity in various stages from 250 million gallons per day to the end of 2025, we'll be at 480 million gallons per day. And at the end of 2029, we'll be at 600 million gallons per day. Ultimately, coming up in the very near future, we will be doing what I'll call our cornerstone project, which is a new wet well that will tie into the tunnel. It will be a 150-foot deep tunnel and pump station that will be connected to the infrastructure that we'll need to be building along the rivers to deal with the sewage overflows. But when you come down to the open house, you'll see a lot of that construction. You'll see the big construction equipment, large tower cranes, several hundred employees from outside contractors coming in every day to work on the site to meet the milestones that are in there. So it's caused a little bit of challenges for us along the way, but certainly to us, that construction is progress.
East Headworks, I was looking at a YouTube video that was posted in August on the 22nd. Time-lapse photography, obviously. You moved a lot of dirt down there.
Yeah, so the East Headworks and the North End project on the opposite end of the plant, there has been, and when you're digging into the soil that's been there for years, you don't always know what you're going to find. Old industrial sites have a...
That's pretty cool, though.
It is. And you find some things that you weren't expecting to see, some foundations of buildings, some old industrial sites, some contaminated soil, some oil. So even though you plan for the worst and hope for the best, there's an awful lot of soil. Fortunately for both of those projects, a lot is starting to come out of the ground, which means a lot of the foundations and a lot of the core components in the ground of a new chlorine contact tank and a new East Headworks are starting to come topside with a lot of the steel and building associated with it, which means that we're not far from having a lot of those processes online. And a big milestone will be probably around this time next year, that East Headworks project you're talking about. That's the online time for it.
Yeah, that's the North End plant expansion, East Headworks facility, parking garage, environmental compliance facility, and the wet weather pump station coming soon. But I have to ask before we go to break, you guys spend a lot of money in this community with local people. I mean, you're talking hundreds of millions on this construction project alone. So you got to get those products to you as quickly as possible so that people can get it done. So really, this is the gift that kind of works both ways, I think.
Yeah, certainly when you look in totality, our current clean water plan is a $2 billion program. And that $2 billion program, at least for us, will continue through 2036, but that won't even necessarily be the end. So the clean water plan is our first steps that we felt the region could afford, the $2 billion. Ultimately, when we get to that 2036 time period, we'll go back and we'll spend a year evaluating all the improvements that we made, and we'll look at water quality in the region. Then we'll have to go back to the table with the federal government and the other regulatory agencies to see what the next measures may end up being. So when you think of that $2 billion, we are certainly the largest public infrastructure project that the city of Pittsburgh and the region has seen. That's good and bad. That means that improvements need to be made. We wish we could find ways to make it be less. We got a little bit more time to spend the money, to be cognizant of the impact that it has on the everyday ratepayer. But it is progress, and it is jobs, and it is a lot of needs of equipment, infrastructure, labor, and those things, certainly on the construction side.
All right, one more segment. We have got Doug Jackson here, head of operations and maintenance at Alcosan, summer sweepstake, open house, all that and more, alcosan.org. To find out more, he's going to be with me on Tuesday, too. Just kind of giving you the nuts and bolts as far as what they do. We'll continue to do more of the same. And we come back on this Sunday morning edition of Pittsburgh Works, Alcosan in the spotlight on KDKA with your Pratt Pack. Good morning. All right, Doug Jackson is here. Alcosan getting ready for that big open house the 16th this Saturday. And yes, it is summer sweepstakes time, even though Labor Day has come and gone, because they've got so many good things happening. One of the things that I love about your website, you also have the latest as far as closures and delays from trails to roads, so people can stay informed 24/7 before they try to negotiate around it or decide to take a walk alongside it. Right, Doug?
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, we look at our website as a variety of information. Even the aspect of sewer overflows that we do have, you can sign up and get text notifications, especially if you are one that are a recreator along the river. We'll send text notifications when we are in overflow conditions at each one of our facilities along the river. We have signs to notify folks. And again, it's a wet weather. Not the most pleasant thing to talk about, but during those wet weather events, we do have overflows that occur. We provide notifications to those that care to be informed of overflows that are occurring. We advise folks, especially with some type of suppressed immune system, to avoid contact with the rivers, but it all goes into the water quality within the region. So we use our website for a variety of different interactive tools that folks, whether or not it's teachers or whether or not it's educators, youth, there are different activities for them to participate on. And then there's the standard fare, who we are and what we do and how to do business with us.
So what's professional development? What's that all about?
Professional services or professional development?
Development. When you were talking about teachers and plant resources, and when you're not having construction, you're doing those tours, but professional development, teaching people in the professional community about what you guys do.
Right. So we have a scholastic outreach department that spends time with local schools and educators, essentially looking at the STEM or the STEAM side of educating our youth within the region. Our vision is that if you can get to the student, you can get to the parent.
Right.
Because in a lot of cases, to be honest with you, Rob, I mean, most folks don't even know the name Alcosan anymore. Nobody's writing a check to us anymore. And if you're not writing a check to us like you would be to a Duquesne Light or to another utility, you've lost sight a little bit of who we are. So a lot of what we do is to promote our image of, hey, we're this regional environmental agency that's out there, and we're doing these great things, and folks need to be educated of who we are and the service that we provide. In most cases, folks see the charges for our waste transport and treatment on a separate bill that they might get from a PWSA or from a Pennsylvania American Water or some other local billing institution, but they're not always writing a check to Alcosan. So we're not at the top of the pile necessarily of folks that are in tune to who we are and what we do. So our scholastic outreach group and even our government relations folks, they're out there educating the folks of how we can help you, how we can put different type of training programs together for you to utilize in your day-to-day education of our youth.
Listen, it's the water. It's who we are. You need to stay informed. You need to go to their website, alcosan.org. But tell them, and this is another thing I think is fascinating, these soak alerts. Tell everybody what soak alerts are all about.
Right. So that's our sewer overflow advisory key. And that's all related to the overflows that occur within our region. So as I mentioned earlier, on a day like today, the region has enough capacity within the underground wastewater infrastructure, and our treatment plant has enough capacity to treat all of those flows. When you get a rain within the region, both systems quickly ramp up in capacity, and there are measurable amounts of material that overflow into the local waterways untreated. When those events occur, We change our notification to going into an overflow. So we provide notifications on our website through text notifications. If you're a boater or a recreator along a river, there are various marinas that we put up a black and orange CSO flag. That's to mean that we are either in the midst of or have recently completed overflows within the region. After a certain period of time, we will take those notifications down. But it's just an awareness of the rivers are polluted with a little bit more waste than they normally would be, and avoiding contact would be advised.
And you need to sign up for that newsletter that you can do at their website as well. But listen, I want to end up on talking about why we're here, why we're going to be here Tuesday. We want to get the word out to as many people in the community as we can, 3300 Preble Avenue. It is happening. If you're looking for a fun-filled day with your friends and family, look no further than Alcosan's 2023 Open House. This award-winning event is back and better than ever with free admission, free admission for everyone. So fill in the blanks, tell them all about it, Doug, and then we'll pick up where we left off today with a lot more good information and continuing to promote summer sweepstakes and, of course, the Open House on September 16th when he's back with me Tuesday night at 7. Final couple of minutes, all yours.
Yep, so it's not just the free admission. It's we'll feed you too. So
We're getting food.
We'll have some box lunches from some local businesses within the region to support those folks that spend a little bit of time. I realize folks' schedules are busy, and you have, especially this time of year, there's a variety of different other type of fall festivals, if you will, that are out there. Folks have a lot of other activities. Carving out an hour or two out of your schedule to come down and see an actively working treatment plant, bringing your children or your grandchildren down to touch a reptile. So we have some folks, some outside providers that also come in that educate and inform those folks that come to our open house. But it is our environmental event of the year. The plant tours are always a hit. Folks are always interested to know what's the most interesting thing you've ever found in the wastewater. We'll maybe save that for Tuesday's story a little bit.
I was going to bring that up, but I wanted to check with you first. But this is something you definitely have to tune in for. It's really cool stuff. Go ahead.
And there are folks that call about diamond rings. So there are.
He did tell me they find some cash every once in a while. Anyway, we'll talk.
I don't keep it. Yeah. Others, you can have it.
We'll talk all about it coming up on Tuesday night. But I got to ask you, a kid growing up here, I'm sure when you were at Pitt, the hallowed halls of the Cathedral of Learning, which I love, you never would have thought that this is where you would be today. But, hey, it's work in progress. It's a lot of work for sure, and it's ever-changing. But it must be a really awesome feeling when you're driving home after a long week thinking, man, we just did some incredible things, our team down at Alcosan.
Yeah. As we talked earlier, when I first came out of school, I probably gave it a year. The place smelt. It wasn't the most glamorous facility to be at, and here we are 33 years later, and I look at the impact that we have on the region and to the community, supporting the vision of the region, certainly on the clean water side of things, and look at the everyday 24/7, 365, taking whatever pollution is coming down the pipe and turning it not into a drinking water quality, but certainly not far from it, and taking out 110,000 tons per year of some pollution out of that wastewater. It's one of those visual jobs that you get to see every day, the fruits of not only your labor, but also those skilled craftsmen, those licensed wastewater treatment operators, who very little of them, honestly, Rob, grew up with a vision to be a licensed wastewater treatment operator. They found themselves in a position to be able to aspire to something else. And it's those licensures, it's those journeymen, it's those craftsmen that are out there that are the lifeblood of how we do what we do.
And we appreciate each and every one of them, as I appreciate you. And you really made this an interesting hour. Looking forward to our next get together on Tuesday, alcosan.org, open house September 16th. It's a free event. You don't want to miss this. Doug, have a great day.
You too, Rob. Appreciate the time.
All right. News coming up next with David Balerato. Then it's Baird, Your Money, and You. Then we're getting ready for the Steelers opener today. It's the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. So please stay right where you are. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.